morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Roto-Boiler Radio's Fantasy Baseball Preview Series. I'm your host, Anthony Aniano. Happy to be with you here today as we take a look at some undervalued pitchers heading into the fantasy baseball draft season. All right, everybody, check out everything going on at rotoboiler.com. You know the deal. Premium package, the main page, we've got you covered. The draft guide is up and running over at rotoboiler.com. Sign up now using the promotional code ACES. Tell them Anthony sent you and get a nice little discount on that. Also, don't forget Roto-Boiler Radio, Monday to Friday, 6 to 7 a.m. and 1 to 2 a.m. on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. And don't forget to subscribe right here to the Roto-Boiler YouTube channel. Follow on Twitter at Roto-Boiler, at Roto-Boiler Radio, and follow me at Aniano Fantasy. All right. So I've got six pitchers here today who are going after the top 30. They're outside the top 30 on the Roto-Boiler Premier Rankings, and I feel have the ability to outperform their current ranking and outperform their current ADP, courtesy of NFBC. So let's take a look at some of these pitchers. And I'm going to start. We're going to start from the highest ranked to the lowest ranked of these pitchers, according to the Roto-Boiler, like I said, premium rankings. And that's Frankie Montas of the Oakland Athletics, currently ranked as starting pitcher number 36. So you're looking at an SP3 in a 12-team league, 26 years old, penciled in as the third starter on this Oakland staff that's supremely talented. When you look at Mike Fiers, Jesus Luzardo, Sean Manaea, Frankie Montas, Chris Bassett, AJ Puck, tons of talent on that Oakland starting rotation, 26 years old. He's got a current ADP in the NFBC of 123 in a 12-team league that puts him right around round 10. Now, remember, he was suspended for a good portion of the second half last year due to PEDs. Potentially PEDs he didn't even need. All right, this is a guy on Fangraphs. He's a 70 out of 70 fastball and a 60 out of 60 slider. These are two elite-level pitches that Frankie Montas possesses and rely on them to great success that he had last year. Only 96 innings before he got suspended. In those 96 innings, he picked up 9 wins. All right, and remember what we say, don't chase wins, but this Oakland team should be good. All right, so keep that in mind. His ERA is 2.63 last year with a 3.47 xFIP. Okay, the number that impressed me the most last year is the home run per 9 inning rate. We're talking about in a league where 96 players hit over 20 home runs. It was a crazy, crazy number, the amount of power you saw last season. They talked about the juiced ball, the ball being laced tighter, the lacing was different. It didn't affect Frankie Montas. His home run per 9 innings rate was 0.75. We're going to talk about other pitchers on this show whose home run to fly ball rate spiked last year, not Montas, at 0.75. He struck out 26% of the batters he faced. I'll take 1 out of 4 every single time. And his walk rate was less than 6%. That gives you an elite level whip of just over 1 at 1.11. All right. The hard hit rate against him is a minuscule 38%, one of the lowest rates on today's list. Okay, and his batting average against was 229. Okay, his value diminishes because of the PED issue last year. He has something to prove. Okay, we have to prove that his numbers weren't skewed because of the performance-enhancing drugs. If they aren't, and I don't think they are, 70 out of 70 fastball is legitimate on Frankie Montas. If they are, you're getting a guy as a starting pitcher 3, overall rank on Roto-Boiler Premium 36, in round 10 of the NFBC, who can clearly outperform that, give you a fourth, fifth round return. So Frankie Montas, number 1 on my undervalued starting pitcher list. At number 2 is Andrew Heaney of the Los Angeles Angels. Currently number 57 on the Roto-Boiler Premier rankings. He is going in as pick 185 in the NFBC. 12-team league, you're looking at a guy in round 15. Still only 20 years old. 4 years in the big leagues, former first-round overall pick. Again, injuries have derailed Heaney. He's always been banged up. But talent-wise, he should be, along with Ohtani, the number one starter on this Angels staff. He's better than Julio Teheran. He's got more talent than Teheran, Dylan Bundy, anybody else they bring in. The question for Andrew Heaney is, does he minimize his strikeouts? Does he cut down on the hard hit rate and continue to capitalize at an exceptional strikeout rate? He had a 4.91 ERA, but the xFIP was 4.18. xFIP is lower. Little bit of bad luck when Andrew Heaney's way. His home run to fly ball rate spiked from 2018, where he pitched 180 innings. He had a home run to fly ball rate of 1.35. Still not great. I always like it under one. All right. But last season, it went up to almost two at 1.89 home runs per nine innings. But at the same time that that happened, his strikeout rate spiked. In 2018, it was 24%. Last season, 29%, almost 30% of the batters he faced, he took out by a strikeout. So when he's on, he is dominant. Walk rate sits at about 7%. His whip sits at the 1.2, 1.3 mark. The question really is the hard hit rate, which took a big leap last year at the age of 28, which is unusual. In 2018, his hard hit rate was 38%. Last season, it was 48%. And Josh Hayes and I spoke about Andrew Heaney on Rotoballer Radio in the morning on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. When he's on, he's dominant. When he's off, he can destroy your ERA. Look at that 4.19. When that's what happens when you're getting hit hard 48% of the time. When your batting average again sits at 250. When your home run rate is 1.89. But that strikeout rate is just so tempting to me. I had to include him on the list at a 29% K rate. When he is on, he is dominant. Does he develop a level of consistency? And if you're getting him in round 15, like his current ADP is saying, he's worth the risk to me and can return you. If he gets that ERA sub four with that strikeout rate, you're going to get a nice number three starting pitcher for your fantasy team. Keep an eye on Andrew Heaney. He's number two on my list today. Sitting at number three is Lance McCullers of the Houston Astros returning from injury. Currently, Rotoballer starting pitcher ranked number 59 on that premium package. Make sure you sign up for it. Current ADP in the NFBC sits at 191, another roughly a 15th round draft pick in a 12-team league. Now, he was injured last year. He's only 26 years old. Feels like he's been around a little bit longer than that. But we take a look at his 2017 and 2018 numbers, where he averaged about 123 innings, about 22 starts a season for the Astros those two seasons. This is a guy over those two seasons, okay, averaged about 10 Ks per nine innings. In actuality, in 2017, it was a 26% strikeout rate. In 2017, I should say, a 26% strikeout rate. In 2018, a 27% strikeout rate. So better than one out of every four. I like it a lot. And the home run rate has also been elite level in terms of minimizing home runs. In 2017, it was 0.61. In 2018, it was 0.84. Two straight seasons of less than a home run per inning. Hard hit rate is minuscule. In 2017, it was only 28%. In 2018, it was 33%. In 2018, the batting average against was 2.13. He pitched to a 3.86 ERA. Now, take a look at his ERA these two seasons. In 2017, it was 4.25. In 2018, it was 3.86. But that xFIP was 3.17 and 3.43. xFIP lower than the ERA both seasons. Okay, extenuating circumstances led to that higher ERA. He's a better pitcher than both of those ERAs show. So you're looking at a strikeout, one strikeout every four batters, a home run rate less than one per inning, batting average of his last full season, 2018, of just 2.13, and a hard hit rate sitting at 33% or lower. His whip in 2018 was 1.17. You have the potential on this Astros team to get 15 wins. We don't chase him, but you could get him with this Houston team. 10 Ks per nine inning type of guy with a minuscule walk rate, a low whip rate, and a low home run rate. Lance McCullers can be an easy three and a quarter ERA type of guy with 15 victories currently in round 15, according to the NFBC ADP. He sits at number three for me. At number four is probably one of the most frustrating pitchers in fantasy baseball. And I totally understand if people wash their hands and say, I can't do it anymore. And that's John Gray of the Colorado Rockies. Rotoballer starting pitching ranking number 69. Current ADP is at 243. You're looking at a 20th round pick in a 12-team league. In a 20th round pick, a guy with a 24% strikeout rate, I will sign up for. In the 20th round, an ERA of 3.84 last year with a 3.89 xFIP. Now remember, Gray coming off injury that cut his season short last season, only pitched 150 innings. But some interesting numbers. He has four seasons in a row of 10-plus victories. Not a lot, but again, in a league where one or two victories make a difference, John Gray always seems to accumulate them. For his career, he's over 9 Ks per 9 innings and less than 3 walks per 9, 2.96 walks per 9 innings. His ERA, 3.84. His career xFIP is 3.62. The best thing that can happen to John Gray this year is Colorado is terrible. They move Arenado, and they also move John Gray because there would be a market for him in season. He is listed as the Colorado Rockies' number one starter. Now, okay, his hard hit rate is under 40%. Batting average, again, sits at .255. But you're getting a guy who doesn't walk, walks less than 9% of the batters he faces, strikes out about 1 out of every 4, keeps a sub-4 ERA even in Colorado, and wins some games. Now, I was prepared today, before I even looked at the numbers, to say, hey, play him on the road, don't play him in Colorado. But this is where things got interesting for me with John Gray. His home ERA was 3.46. His road ERA is 4.42 last year. Batting average against was essentially identical, 2.61 at home, 2.58 on the road. He actually pitched somewhat better in Colorado than he did on the road last year. Just something interesting. In the 20th round, he doesn't have to be a week in and week out starter for your fantasy baseball team, but a starter who you can pick up matchups to take advantage of. Would I start John Gray against lesser offensive teams? Absolutely. Sign him up all season long against teams like the Pirates, the Marlins, okay, and other bottom feeder offensive teams. John Gray in round 20, starting pitcher ranked number 69, is number 4 on my undervalued starting pitcher list. At number 5 is Mitch Keller, the young kid from the Pittsburgh Pirates, who had a miserable time last season in his cup of coffee in the big leagues. He's currently Rotoballer starting pitcher number 76. Okay, current ADP sits at 227 on the NFBC. Okay, roughly around 18 pick, actually going a little bit before John Gray because of the tempting upside. 48 innings at the big league level last year. He pitched to a 7.13 ERA, atrocious on paper. Dig a little deeper and look at that xFIP and the extenuating factors. His xFIP was a 3.47, more in line of where it should be. Gave up just over 1 home run per 9 innings. It wasn't terrible, 1.13, and struck out 28.6% of the batters he faced. So what happens? He comes up to the big leagues as a rookie. He doesn't give up home runs. He strikes out batters, only walks 7%. Now, he had a hard hit rate of only 30%, but somehow had a batting average against of 3.43. You want to talk about some bad luck? There was some bad luck there. His BABIP, his batting average in balls in play against him, was .475. That's a number for a good pitcher that easily corrects itself. Mitch Keller is the number 1 pitching prospect, number 3 overall prospect in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. You expect those numbers to fix. When you look at his AAA numbers last year in 103 and 2/3 innings, pitched to a 3.56 ERA, a 3.87 xFIP, less than 1 home run per 9, a 28% strikeout rate. He was dominant at the minor league level with a 37% hard hit rate. You look at that BABIP over 4, okay? You look at that batting average against at .343, yet with only a 30% hard hit rate, bad luck went his way. An ERA over 7, but an xFIP in the 3s. Mitch Keller is in line for a stat correction this season. He's penciled in as the 5th starter on this Pirates staff, but can easily become the number 1 guy as the season goes on. Love him in round 18, starting pitcher number 76 on the Rotoballer Premier Rankings. And finally, number 6 is Anthony DeSclafani of the Cincinnati Reds. 29 years old, team's 5th starter on an improved staff now with Trevor Bauer, Wade Miley. They have Luis Castillo. It's a good pitching staff. Sonny Gray in Cincinnati. Cincinnati kind of poised to make a run based off of their pitching. Rotoballer ranked starting pitcher number 91. Current ADP is 265. He's a 22nd round pick in a 12-team league currently. Last season pitched 166 innings, had 9 wins, and ended up with a 3.89 ERA, DeSclafani, with a 4.3 xFIP. So you say, okay, he got a little lucky, actually. His xFIP was higher. His home run rate wasn't great. It was 1.57. Struck out 24% of the batters he faced. Again, about 1 out of every 4. Hard hit rate was 40%. Batting average against .235. So now I dig a little deeper on DeSclafani's numbers. I watched him pitch at Citi Field against the Mets last year, and he was dominant, 95, 96 miles an hour. So now I break down, and this is where things got interesting for me on DeSclafani, was breaking down his first and second half numbers, where his innings were pretty much identical. First half, he pitched 86 innings. Second half, he pitched 80 innings. First half ERA was 4.26 with a batting average against of 2.67. In the second half, he was an entirely different pitcher. Second half, he had a 3.49 ERA with a 2.04 batting average against. Teams just couldn't hit him in the second half. Slugging against him was 4.81. People were getting big hits against him in the first half. Second half, down to 3.54. Did Anthony Desclafani find something in the second half? I say he did. On this team, you could potentially have 12 wins out of Desclafani, a sub-4 ERA, and again, another pitcher who's striking out one out of every four batters. So there you go, folks. Frankie Montas and Andrew Heaney. Number 3 was Lance McCullers. Number 4, John Gray. Number 5, Mitch Keller. And then number 6, Anthony Desclafani. 6 pitchers currently undervalued in some fantasy baseball rankings. Follow me on Twitter at @AnianoFantasy. Head over to rotoballer.com. Check out everything there. And make sure you subscribe right here to the Rotoballer YouTube channel. We'll see you next time. Have a good one, folks.